Welcome back to Kai's weekly playlist. Well, no, it's not weekly anymore, but don't worry because today we will learn about Pick Me Girl. So yes, it's been a really long time that I've started to tell you about social toxic traits, but today I've been scrolling through the web and found this TikTok term, which actually originated in Twitter in 2016. Well, and TikTok is really popular. So this hashtag pickme reached 3.3 billion views. And when I was searching for them, I see that this kind of behavior is more than common in society. So what is this pickme girl? Why is it important to avoid pickme girls? And how society view pickme girls? Number one, what is a pickme girl? Girls are trying to get male attention. And that is the literal definition of pickme girl. They do that by differentiating themselves from other girls. And unlike high-value people that I've mentioned, pickme girls are in for validation. They are desperate. However, there are a lot of criteria to label someone as a pick-me girl. Well, since the internet is one of the sources of criticizing, and the term has been misused a lot of times, there's no real guide, no real foundation in which pick-me girls are labeled. But in general, they do not intend to be annoying. But the problem is that they look down on other girls and feel that they deserve to get chosen by males. It's kind of like a superiority complex caused by internal misogyny. But why is it important to avoid pick-me girls? Well, my friend have a pick-me girl friend and they used to be best friends. But this toxic pick-me girl trait eventually tires my friend out, and now I see that in order for this pick-me girl friend to garner the attention of boys, she would constantly belittle my friend, claiming that she's different from other girls and that she can't relate to the others. And then she would also have difficulty in taking feelings in consideration. Due to their kind of superiority complex, they feel the need to brag and show how different they are from other girls, and sometimes this can also cause a rift between her and the others. Well, of course, the other girls will feel hurt by the fact that this pick-me girl thought them as weird or peculiar or strange, and their choice of words is nothing close to the positive meaning of eccentric. And this is also fueled by the need to stand out and alienate those that relate with each other. Basically, pick-me girls stand out because they feel like they relate more to the boys. I'm not saying it's wrong, such as tomboys or broke girls, but because they're bragging about it, it will make the other girls, feel uncomfortable. And surely, pick-me girls also have a hard time improving themselves and are stuck in one point of their life. They have a hard time believing that the world is just beyond boys. Because the main focus that they have right now is boys and popularity. They have a hard time seeing life outside of that. Probably it's also because of the environment they live in, and also their own insecurities. But still, it doesn't justify them belittling others. And now, how does society think of pick-me girls? Why don't they try to stop this toxic trait? It's not as easy as you think, because people who make fun of pick-me girls are also considered as part of pick-me girls now. As I said, internet is source of criticizing, And yes, there's not a lot of sources that can label pick me girls. So this is one of the reasons why term is often misused. Expressing different opinions now make you a pick me girl. But pick me girls usually go with the less drama excuse. Like, it just labels girls having conversation with other girls as drama. It's not necessarily true, because it's not that girls always fight with each other. There is probably more drama between the boys and girls rather than the girls with the girls. But this is also because the stereotype is ingrained in the media, especially TV shows. Just look at Regina George from Mean Girls and Marianne Brain in Eazy-A. They are the blonde bully stereotype. And it's not that I mind with it, because it's fiction and sometimes it does happen in real life, but it shouldn't be generalized. It's not that every environment have that kind of blonde girl. And usually these blonde girls give off this pick me girls vibe. And yes, eventually it tires you off. Plus, pick me girls can become pick me girls undeliberately. They can be not aware of what they are doing. They just want to feel unique, feel different, but at the same time, change themselves in the process. So now if you just scroll to Twitter or through TikTok or sometimes Instagram, you can see all the negativity surrounding pick me girls in the internet, dubbing them for suffering internal misogyny, as I said. Moreover, it has become a common label for all girls. Yeah, I do have a problem with that. Society hated them and poked at their backs with TikTok and tweets, but it also mislabeled those that are trying to avoid becoming pick me girls. Yes, you listened to that right. So people who do not display pick me girl traits are labeled as pick me girls, and that is very, 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 very ridiculous. It's not just about the lipstick hate or the makeup hate, or just because you are interested in a sport most boys do, and then you're labeled as pick me girl. It's just ridiculous, and the problem doesn't get anywhere, and it just, you know, fuels the fire. Not all pick me girls are aware of their own personality, and instead of being deemed as attractive or, in high school term, hot, they are thrown into a series of insults. And yes, as a matter of fact, pick me is a degrading term. People obviously aren't comfortable with girls bragging how much boys hitting on her or how many dates she was taken to. Even if these pick me girls are lonely just because they don't receive a male's validation, doesn't mean that she could think that she's the only one to deserve all the love from the opposite gender. In fact, everyone will form some kind of friendship or relation with the opposite gender at one time of their life. In fact, pick me girls don't get along well with other girls and become outcasts at the end of the day. It's just a sad truth, and it can be helped. But of course, pick me girls can still improve themselves. I am sincerely giving hope to friends of pick me girls that you are the one who needs to snap them out of their toxic trait. Just because you meet a hot boy doesn't mean that the boy is enough for you. You don't know what kind of boy he is, and you should not be a pick me girl just to get that boy. Instead, be a high value person and trust yourself. this in turn will attract other people and is actually more effective than becoming a pick-me girl. So yes, please influence your friends to stop seeking validation from others, and also avoid pick-me girl's traits. Well, I guess that's it for today. And even if we are a kind of pick-me girl, a soft type of pick-me girls in our very own hearts, where we want to be unique and be ourselves and different from others, please do not put people under your feet, not look down on them, and please treat them equally. Thank you for listening and have a great day.